This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Soon after the Thursday night shooting, the first death was confirmed. Overnight, the death toll climbed. By early Friday morning, five officers were dead. At a press conference, Dallas Police Chief David Brown expressed his disbelief.
We're hurting. Our profession is hurting. Dallas officers are hurting. The suspect said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. None of that makes sense. None of that is a reason, a legitimate reason, to do harm to anyone.
The names of three victims had been confirmed by Friday afternoon. Brent Thompson, the DART officer, as well as Patrick Zamripa and Michael Kroll, both Dallas cops. Thompson was 43. He's the first officer killed in the line of duty since DART formed a police department in 1989. Thompson joined DART in 2009. He had just gotten married in the past couple weeks. Three other DART officers were also injured. Morgan Lyons, a spokesperson for DART, says the agency is helping the families of those affected.
Obviously, everybody is very sad. This is new territory for us. This is new and painful territory for us. So we are rallying around each other, trying to support each other, certainly focusing our attention on our police officers who have a very hard job to do.
Patrick Zamripa, the Dallas police officer, was 32. He served three tours in Iraq for the U.S. Navy. On Twitter, his stepbrother described him as a family man. Zamripa attended the Fort Worth School District. He leaves behind two small children and a wife. Michael Kroll was 40. He was a Michigan native. He served with the jail system in Wayne County before moving to Dallas to join the police department. Dallas Police Association Vice President Michael Mata says he feels lost and shocked. He says the four Dallas officers who were killed were model employees.
All four of them took great pride in their work. All four of them did everything the right way. We had two that had long tenure on the department and one that was very close to retiring. And we had two that were younger. And they did everything that the citizens of Dallas expect from their police department. They were very courageous, and I think it'd be very hard to find anybody to say a sour word about any of the four.
Mata says the Dallas Police Association has reached out to all affected families and will provide financial assistance and counseling. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.